This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. If it doesn't have a battery, I don't want it. This seems to be the lament of so many young people these days. iPods, iPads, smartphones, laptops, tablets, Wi-Fi, streaming content, the list goes on and on and on. We're drowning in a digital sea. Actually, that may not be an overstatement. Our guest today insists that all of those zeros and ones blasting into our lives may not be in the best interest of our physical or mental health. Dr. Rose Gamblin holds a PhD with a special education endorsement and is certified in K-12 special education in the state of Maryland. She works with young, growing minds on a daily basis. Dr. Gamblin, welcome back to HeartWise.
Thank you.
Okay, what's up with digital? Why should we be concerned?
Well, I think from my own personal experience, after one of my grandsons had a seizure while playing Minecraft, I really began trying to figure this digital world out. You know, people in my generation are considered digital immigrants.
Right.
And the younger children, they seem to just be born knowing how to do this stuff and they gravitate towards it.
Yeah.
So I really started researching. And, you know, I'm just going to talk from a layman's point of view and try to keep the scientific names for everything out of it, but people can find a lot more. There's a lot more research on it than there was when it first came on the market. And now it's driven by lobbyists who are making big money with it. But my first concern is something that we don't really see, and that is the electromagnetic fields around our body that strengthen our immune system and that give us energy and that keeps our heart beating. It keeps us breathing. We have a neural system. I think it's spelled N-U-R-A-L that is supplied with energy. So anytime we bring something else into that electromagnetic field, we can potentially be causing some harm to our body. And it might not be recognized for many years to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a mother who has had a sonogram,
yeah,
you know, you can almost see that baby reacting to that sound.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can see that, that's a very simplistic idea of what is happening around our bodies and through our bodies. Now, things like reflexology, where we understand how the lymphs travel to the lymph nodes, and it's better to lay on your left side to have the lymphatic system handle and drain the impurities that your body has. Well, you know, you can just take a pencil and poke around the bottom of your feet, and you can find some real serious electrical shocks from hitting where those nodes end,
right.
And they're made to ground out on the earth.
Okay.
Just like lightning grounds out through the earth, and human bodies need to get grounded. We need to go out and walk in nature, garden, all of those things. And that's the good thing about resetting some of the damage that happens if you are in an environment that's heavily charged with this type of radiation. You know, you get it from smart meters. Nowadays, they want to have a smart meter at every home so they can, they don't have to come out and measure how much electricity you've used. Most homes have Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And so these types of waves, we might think they're rather benign because they're not burning us,
right.
But they do affect our electromagnetic field and they can impact our DNA. So it's particularly critical for young children to not be immersed in this, in these waves. And even if you bother to read the manual that comes with your cell phone or your tablet, you will see that it says, you know, keep the device so many inches away from your body. And it's almost impossible not to be at least holding on to the device. You have that physical impact of the digital world on your body almost all the time.
So when you have this, Rose Gamblin, when you are putting that up against your head to talk on your phone, or when you are holding a digital device in your hand and your electromagnetic field is being disrupted and your DNA is being affected, what's the result of that? What happens to you when you do this over a long period of time? And I'm assuming this is a long period of time. It doesn't happen overnight. It probably takes a few years to happen. Am I right?
It can take a few years to happen with young children. They are just now beginning to link the increase of the brain cancers in the young children to this.
Wow.
And so you can actually find some research that is saying, you know, these cancers never showed up except in older people. And yeah, there's other factors too. You know, we're just being bombarded in this earth with a lot of pollution. But the brain cancers in other countries, they believe that there is a direct correlation with having a cell phone or any device, you know, like the Bluetooth devices, even right up by your brain. It is impacting, and they can do MRIs and see that impact on the brain and the surrounding tissues. So I know in my lifetime, there's been a number of pastors and even close relatives that served as pastors. And I can see them walking through the church with their cell phone to their ear. Yeah. You know, that picture, I always saw them with their cell phone, and they're not living. They died of these fast-growing brain cancers. I don't have the scientific name for them off the top of my head, but it really makes you stop to pause. There are protective device casings that you can get that protect you from those rays. Mm-hmm. I would recommend them for any tablets that you are going to give to a child. And never, just never have a cell phone to your ear. Never. We wouldn't think of putting a computer by our heads, you know, and nowadays those cell phones are generating a lot of waves that we don't know about. I mean, we just, the layman does not know about it. It's such a money-making thing that there's lobbyists to make sure to disprove any of the research about it. It really makes you stop and think.
Well, I guess it does. My. We're talking with Dr. Rose Gamblin here. Before we go to break, I want to just see if there's anything else other than cancer, brain cancer, that we should be aware of that these devices can cause in our bodies.
Two that come to mind. One is in teenage boys that were wearing their, you know, keeping their cell phones in their pockets. Mm-hmm. They've now done enough research and enough time has lapsed that those young men they're having troubles with the male reproductive systems. So they're either experiencing infertility or other associated things. They haven't connected it with prostate cancer, but I can see that in the future. And then the other one that really hit home to me, because it has kind of touched my family, both my daughter, who, you know, it was just a young lady, had a stroke. And then her son also had the seizure. Their family, you know, they're up and coming. They're pretty well to do. They have tablets and Wi-Fi and up-to-date cell phones. And I just often see what some of the things they have gone through and wonder if it isn't because they are so connected technologically. So this blood-brain barrier leakage that happens, and they've been able to see that, where that thing that kind of keeps your brain, you know, there's a little protective film beside your skull, and that begins to leak around where the cell phone has been, on the side that the cell phone, it's more predominant on the side where a cell phone has been held. So from what I've experienced, I don't ever have my cell phone to my ear, ever.
You just put it on speakerphone and hold it out a little ways? Is that what you
do? Yeah, keep it on speakerphone, but, you know, then I'll probably end up with some kind of arthritis in that hand.
That's true.
Okay. It's better than having a brain tumor.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, let's talk about what we can do about this. We've identified the problem, and scientists are able to now see it and measure it and observe it. What can we do? Because, we don't want to reverse out of the digital age because it is so convenient and it is so nice and so portable. What can we do to at least start to mitigate or minimize the problem we have with digital things in our hands and beside our brains? And we'll talk more with Dr. Rose Gamblin about that on our return. So stay right where you are.
I'm Dr. James Markham with your biblical prescription for life. Have you ever heard the phrase, laughter is the best medicine? Well, our biblical prescription for life today is found in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A merry heart does good like medicine. Numerous research has been done on laughter. And in fact, the Royal Society of Biological Sciences has shown that laughter decreases pain by increasing endorphins. It decreases the stress chemicals in the body and increases the immune system function. In fact, it even helps lower the risk of cardiovascular disease. Well, how can I plug into this biblical prescription? Well, think of three funny things. Read, watch, or listen to something funny. How about getting a pet? Hang around funny people. Or find other people who are laughing, as laughing is contagious. Or you can fake it until you make it. For more information, go to heartwiseministries.org.
I'd like to think that one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a list of people. People like Jared and Susan, who were introduced to Jesus because of something we said. Or maybe it was as simple as a passing smile. But these people will look into their past and be able to say, I'm here because of you. Recently, you may have heard that Heartwise Ministries has begun spreading the gospel to the young, the old, the sick, and the healthy. We want to take this type of medical programming to the non-believer and the person who has closed themselves off to traditional forms of outreach. If you believe as we do and want to support Heartwise so that together we can count more names on the tree of life, please consider donating today at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today, Dr. Rose Gamblin. She holds a PhD with a special education endorsement and is certified in K-12 special education in the state of Maryland. And she works with young growing minds on a daily basis. And a few months ago, she mentioned something about the digital dangers that we are facing. And I said, well, we need to talk about this on Heartwise. We need to get you on here. And now I know why. This is serious stuff, Dr. Gamblin. Okay, now that we know that these cell phones and these digital devices and these Bluetooth and these things that send out these waves that we can't see or feel can actually do us some pretty serious damage, what can we do? Guide us here.
You know, they used to say maybe children 2 years and younger should never be in front of any kind of screen because they realized early on that it was having a serious impact. But now there are some countries that are upping it to 10 years of age.
Really?
Now, here in the United States, I can just encourage parents to limit the device usage. I see it in the classroom. I have a family that doesn't allow their children to even have a tablet or a cell phone. Mm-hmm. And then I have another couple of families that do. And I can see the differences in the families, in the children. It just, I don't think we were meant to be wired so extensively at such a young age. And something that we can do as an adult that I've started doing is going outside, taking my shoes off, and just walking around every so often. You'll find that you have less static electricity. You won't set your car off when you go to give it, yes. Go put some gas in it in this cold weather. And And God designed us so marvelously. Our bodies are always trying to repair. Mm-hmm. If we just go back to those natural remedies of drinking pure water, getting out in sunlight, gardening, doing some of the things that God designed our bodies to do, we will feel revitalized, you know, and take a vacation, take a digital vacation, whether it be on a Sabbath, you know, take a day off, like I'm going to have a Sabbath rest from the digital world and make sure all the devices in your home are turned off. Your cell phones are put away, your tablets are put away, and just see if that doesn't revitalize you, because I don't think we can ever get away from a digital world. Right. We're in it, but we have to figure out ways to mitigate the damages it's doing to our bodies physiologically. Some of the dangers that it was doing to our brain and the way we think, those were being recognized earlier on.
Now, this is important because we look at the world today and we're not thinking clearly. We're not acting clearly. It seems like someone took our reasoning power and unplugged it in most people today. How is media impacting our brain in these very profound ways?
Yes. Well, I'm going to talk about like five major systems that have been identified that are impacted by the digital world. Uh-huh. And the first one would be our pleasure system. You know, God designed us to have joy. He created us for His joy. Mm-hmm. So obviously, pleasure should be a part of who we are. And there have been a number of studies that show that children no longer find pleasure in, you know, discovering that interesting bug or seeing that flower, because they are getting bombarded so much with all of this technologically enhanced stimuli that it's just no big deal.
Right.
And that's heartbreaking, really, when you think about it, because what else were the flowers created for but for our pleasure? Mm-hmm. If we can't get joy out of the flowers, then we've lost something. Mm-hmm. And then the next system probably connected with that would be the tranquility system, the system that calms us down. You know, it's actually a recognized system as far as physical too, because we go to bed at night and we sleep, and that's part of our system that calmed us down. And then we wake up in the morning ready for another day. So the tranquility system, they've discovered children who are hooked onto these, you know, whether it be a tablet or a cell phone, anyway, all these games, there's millions of them and all kinds of interesting apps, and they're very pleasurable to look at and to play. Well, the child never has a chance. Their body's kept at such a high pitch that they really have a hard time. So when we see the increase of ADHD and different disorders like that, sleeping disorders,
right,
we recognize that, hey, we've created it by giving them all this digital input. We've created it. And so there's ways to just, you know, again, just minimizing the exposure to it helps in a long way. It doesn't mean that it's causing brain damage, but it is causing brain change. And that leads to the memory system. This is where we've noticed the biggest brain change, because we're teaching children how to do research at a very young age. We're teaching them how to do research. This is a school thing, maybe, homeschool thing. Anyway, we're teaching them how to do research. They can do their references in MLA. We show them all the different free ways to, you know, cite a book properly.
Right.
It's fabulous stuff that I was doing in college.
Yes.
Or doing in the elementary school.
Yes.
But with that, we aren't making them memorize. Mm. And memory is interesting, because when you think of other countries where it had an oral tradition, those people still have fabulous memories.
Hmm.
And I've seen it. You know, I've had students that come from Africa and they could memorize. You know, I just would be in awe. How do they memorize? Well, they haven't had the exposure to learning how, or our memories have been kind of short-circuited in the sense that we have to memorize how to find the information. We don't have to memorize the information.
Interesting.
And it's actually changing our brains so that we know how to find information, but we don't memorize the information. Mm-hmm. I can see that even in my old age. I'm going, oh, this, you know, my cell phone is an extension of my brain, because once I put it in there, I don't have to remember it. I can just look it up real quick. Mm-hmm. And so it has changed our memory system, which, you know, that's connected to our learning system, how we learn. I don't know about you, but I love technology.
Yes.
I just don't know how we got along without it. But I still, and even though I try to make sure my classrooms have up-to-the-date technology, I still have to recognize that this is a tool that really has to be supervised, guarded, and we want our children to learn without it. It is just a tool to enhance learning, but not the end result of what we want them to do. So when I think about the brain, I think about that our brains are changing because of technology. And I've got to get one little more thing in here, and that's the attachment system. Uh-huh. And that attachment system has to do with when mom and dad are so busy talking on the phone or checking something on the computer and the kid is signaling them something went wrong at school or something. Well, it really becomes a barrier because those signals and everything aren't read well. And it can start from the time the child's an infant. They're cooing at you in the little crib there, and you're on your cell phone, and you aren't learning their signals. You're actually causing a disruption in the mirror neurons, which that's very fascinating too, how mothers and babies have these mirror neurons to communicate. But if the mother is focused on her cell phone or her tablet, then there's a disruption in the mirror neurons. So it really makes us pause and think, What should we do?
Words of wisdom today from Dr. Rose Gamblin. She holds a PhD in special education. And Dr. Gamblin, in closing, can you give us one word of encouragement here to see us through? You've told us what the problem is. You've told us some answers here. What would you say to all parents and to kids today to help them along the way as far as these digital dangers are concerned?
Well, first of all, pray that God will give you the strength and wisdom to manage your digital devices properly. Mm-hmm. Take a little break from them every week, and maybe throughout a day, say there's going to be 1 or 2 hours where I am digitally free. And then get out in nature. You know, that is God's healing balm. And go through some of the natural remedies to reset yourself on a good track. God loves us. He made us wonderfully, and He is always providing ways for us to have full health.
Very, very encouraging. Dr. Rose Gamblin, thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom this day. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Dr. Rose Gamblin, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.